River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults, $27 with River Club card. Children, $10. Children under 6, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot and the rest of the deplorables. We're all here.
Your deplorable radio station.
Deplorable radio station, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning, Bad Bob.
And a good morning to you.
And you're looking very svelte? Svelte, dapper, dapper.
Yeah,
that's good.
Dapper is a good word.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah, you really are.
Sort of a rural dapper.
A rural dapper. That's
a
right.
A rural.
Is that like a rural rapper?
Yeah. Well,
no. But you rap about cows?
Yeah. Those of us who grew up outside of the urban environs have spoken.
And we're going to talk about that today because we've got a lot of time to talk about that today. You know, last few days after the election, we were kind of like, you know, had a lot of things going on. But today, we've got a lot of time to talk about that. Good morning, huh?
We do have a lot of time to talk about it. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Can you turn up my headphones just a bit there? You know, I know we have the home of the largest local shows in the North Sea. Am I in the right headphones? Where are we?
Okay.
Well, anyway, sorry about that. Sometimes you don't know until you're actually on. Can't really test when the news is being read live. Currently 46 in the downtown studios. How are you on this Monday morning? Some would call it the aftermath. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Mostly sunny day with our highs of 70, chance of rain. Then rain likely tonight with our lows of 52. Tuesday calls for more chance of rain, 60% with our high of 61. Did I just hear you yawn?
Oh, well,
That just came out loud and clear.
I'm sorry. I was just kind of
Oh, my God. Don't do that on my time.
No, I'm just thinking of, you know.
Well, you know, it's like.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Just all of your
there.
excrements, whatever decides to leave your body, will come out on the air.
That was a yawn.
Wednesday, chance of showers with a high of 57. Wednesday night calls for 20% chance of showers. You know you're going to get busted here. Mostly clear with a low of around 39. I don't know. It's your chance. In the room. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with a senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Speaking of veterans.
Okay. Speaking, wait a minute, of yawning.
Air excrements.
Yeah, I know. Air excrements. We were talking to my...
We'll be loud and clear on this show.
We were talking to our daughter about our grandson and son going elk hunting with all the guys. And when I asked Vince, and this is why I love this guy. My son is that he's taking his 10-year-old son with him elk hunting up there with all the rest of the law enforcement guys and all this bunch of tough guys. And I said, what are the other guys going to say? He says, I don't care. He's my son.
Right.
Well, as it turns out that everybody, of course, he just fits in and all this, except when they came home, he said.
He did everything the big boys
he
did.
Never whined,
never complained.
Right, nothing. And he said, what happens at an elk hunt stays at the elk hunt.
Yes,
she said, but they sure fire a lot.
And they talk about their parts.
It's the second.
It's the second week of deer camp, and yeah. all their friends are here.
Yes, exactly. Okay, no, I just have to say this before. Please. Good morning, everybody. And yes, it was a week ago today that America voted.
No, it wasn't. It's tomorrow. It was a week
Well,
ago
okay,
tomorrow.
But it was started on Monday. People were vote. Monday we went to vote.
Did we go to vote?
Didn't
week?
We vote on Monday?
No, it was Tuesday.
Okay, sorry. I'm a day off.
First Tuesday.
I stand corrected. But anyway, okay, so now we're coming into the final stretch, if we reflect on a week. And yesterday, we called a certain family member, and it never really dawned on me. And I'm sharing this because I think we need to really be careful to not gloat.
Absolutely.
Not that we were intentionally gloating. What do you think? Forgetting about the fact that this person really wanted the first president to be a woman.
Yeah, the next president.
Very much into women's rights. Very much a Hillary friend. Just didn't even think about it because
I'm surprised that she was. But,
and couldn't talk for about five or six minutes.
I could have put it better, I guess.
Okay, but yeah. I'm just sharing this story because
it wasn't like we said a lot about.
No,
it.
But you could tell that there was
just
seething crush on the other side. So I just want to share with you. Let me just finish my thought here. I want to share that story of that feeling of. Because we're going to be going to Thanksgiving. I mean, you know, before you know it, I was driving here this morning. Well, we're going to be in Albuquerque next week, and a lot of people are going to be in a lot of places, and that we should just be mindful that we just pray that we have a successful transition, that we should all be inclusive. People are going to probably argue and this, that, and he said and she did and blah, blah, blah. But that we should try to be a neutral figure because it is what it is. He's there. We pray for a great future for America. Oh, we watched a special last night, you and I.
We did.
That was taped. And I thought how he handled it, that the panel was absolutely distraught. But
woman gracefully. Was crying. She was literally crying on TV. And everybody else, and Colbert, of course, is Stephen Colbert. He is obviously, I mean, he was in the tank for Hillary, just like all the rest of them are. And he's sitting there, he's drinking. He says, it's a good thing this is Showtime, because he used a couple words. He goes, yeah, this is Showtime. I couldn't say this in my regular show. But then he goes at the end of his show, and he says, look, he says, we need to handle this with humor. We all have to get together and agree on one thing. He says, can we all agree? And then he goes through a series of things like, can we all agree that you should eat a Kit Kat by breaking it off in each one of the individual chunks and not take a big bite out of it? Can we agree on that? Can we agree that vegetarian pizza is just cheese pizza? And nobody else, if you order five pizzas and you order a vegetarian, nobody's going to eat the vegetarian pizza. Can we agree on that? And everybody's like, hey! And it was that. We need to agree and get moving forward. And that's what we're going to try and do. We're not going to say anymore. Like, we have a good friend who voted and was very supportive of Hillary Clinton, whose birthday party, she's already had her birthday, but we're going to go have a birthday party tomorrow. And I had this greatest gift picked out, and Linda said it's probably not in good taste. And I went, oh, okay.
I mean, I think it's humorous, but I think that there's some funny. People that are very funny, they're hurt. But people are hurt over this. There's
and they, you know what?
It's I've not
it's
seen
one
anything.
Thing to be hurt, but it's come on, we're all adults here. Too.
I understand, but I've never seen anything. There is an after period of here of time. I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime.
And we're going to talk about this after we get back. But you know what? The one thing is that's really consistent that I can agree on.
Yeah. And everybody can agree on. Time.
And you know what that is? It's going to sleep in our sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. We don't sleep any better. We've never slept any better than we have on this bed. Now, sleep number sent us two pillows. They're new pillows. And as we all know, Linda's got a pillow fetish.
I have about eight pillows on the bed, but the one that I am completely in love with now
is your comfort fit pillow.
That's absolutely correct.
It's a combination of soft comfort and comforting
support.
That's
the present for Christmas, folks, I swear.
A unique fill blend of memory foam with a premium down alternative fiber, so it keeps its shape night after night. It really is comfortable. And I tell you what, we both use it. And this is after we bought that other one that's advertised.
Travel with it.
The other one that's advertised on, you know, throughout the United States as being, you know, da-da-da-da. This is like 100 times better.
Yeah.
And it's probably the same cost, too. Because right now, if you go down the Comfort Fit, if you go get the Comfort Fit pillow, and what a great Christmas
at your Sleep Number store.
Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one and get 50% off the second one.
Oh, that's great.
Buy one, get one at 50% off. Check out the other gifts they have. They have all types of super things there. And like we said, the gift of sleep, you know, it just keeps on giving. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice. You're not going to be sorry.
All right. That's all right. Good. Can't say anything better. We'll be right back here after these. Excuse me. Good morning. Monday morning here on KCNR 1460. Let's talk about Trump appointees after we get back. 716 KCNR 1460.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out. Like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out ReadingCivic.com for tickets today. And if you're big, then I'm holding on to something. You should go and love me. NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music. If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devine. Good morning, everybody. It is 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 46 degrees. It's going to go up to 70 today. 530-605-4567 is our number. We want to hear from you and all of our chat pack and all that.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Now, I'll tell you that, but I'll also tell you this. If you're looking for in-care, in-home care, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers. Locally owned, locally operated, business of the year, businesswoman of the year, or business person of the year, Sharon Clark. Not only that, every one of her people are hand-selected by her. They're trained. They have background investigations. They're bonded. They're insured. And if it's whether it's a short period of time in your home, like say you have you had an operation, it's tough getting around, or somebody in your house is tough getting around, they're there to help. Or long-term in-home health care. We trust Home Helpers enough that I'd have them take care of my parents and not worry about it a bit, because that's just the way they are. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Okay.
And we need to remind everybody that as we think about our lives and legendary music that came our way, we have, I think you've got queued up a Leon Russell song. Let's pause in a moment of a great musician, one of his famous songs. Another legend who we know him very well. Many choral performances around the world have sung his famous Alleluia. Alleluia. That yeah. one. Alleluia.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? We'll spin that a little later.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because
he's done so many. He was a total poet.
That's a wonderful song. Yeah. Plus, so many others. Both of them passed away in the last week.
And I'm Your Man and Closing Time. A lot of great tunes out of Leonard Cohen. We miss him much.
Was he American or British?
He was a Canadian.
Canadian, okay.
Okay, you know what? We're talking about how the country. And we'll get to that in just a second, but just how the country is divided and how to get back together. Oprah. Now, here's Oprah. This is probably one of the most respected women most respected humans in the world. Okay? I'm not even saying, you know, race, gender, nationality, but she is probably one of the most respected women in the world, Oprah is. I can tell you that living in Croatia, every day at 1 o'clock, the place would shut down. You know, around any place they had, you know, because they had satellite TV, because Oprah would come on. She did so much to showing people how the good side of America is, right, as anybody, right?
Good side of human beings.
Of human beings. But, you know, but she represented America. She told everybody, you know, after she saw Obama and Trump together, she said, you know, I see that, you know, there was mutual respect there. Now, America, we need to take a deep breath, you know. And this is from this woman. Well, you can't imagine the filth that poured out of the off the leftist trolls and websites after she said that. That obviously you are no longer a black woman. Obviously you no longer understand, because you're so rich, you know, what it's really like anymore. I mean, attacks on her, because she just said, she didn't say, oh, Trump's a good guy. She didn't say that. She just said, we all need to take a deep breath right now, you know, and let's get moving with our lives. Yeah. And she gets attacked like that. That's how far it's come.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't even, a person of great character. Who has supported, you know, Obama, and supported, you know, what's right,
lots,
you know, what she believed
right.
was right.
Yeah.
And so she didn't say, oh, Trump's okay. She just said, let's all take a deep breath, and she gets attacked like this. I just, you know, it just shows you where people are.
I cringe.
That they've just gotten to the point where you can't say something. But. And we're going to talk about that as one of the reasons the Democratic Party lost this election.
I'm sorry, if you're a left-wing nut or you're a right-wing nut, you're still a wing nut.
Yeah. Well, the thing is and as we know this, as we're watching this, again, it's still – there's a shock. There's an after. There's a death. There's a sorrow for many people who just really thought, there is no way. Well, it's here what some would have said is the unbelievable part of what's happened in our world, in our country, has happened. So now what do we do to unite us? You can sit back on your stump and be a hater and continue to be a hater, or you can try to think about, okay, if you didn't like the election outcome, what are you going to do to get involved in the next 4 years so that in 4 years from now, are you going to stand for a cause? Are you just going to be one of these bedroom bullies that's just going to be on the internet and spew
bedroom
hatred?
Bully. I love that.
All right. So U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has awarded key role in his incoming team to a top Republican Party official and a right-wing media chief. Now, I'm reading this off of the BBC, by the way. Reince Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Committee, will be his chief of staff.
Okay, can I say something about that? Okay, that's he's reaching out to the Republican Party, you know, the rank and file, you know, the ones that, you know, that he just shook the whole thing. Donald Trump destroyed the infrastructure of both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, but this is his way of reaching out to the, you know, the Republican Party of old is Reince Priebus.
All right, Steve Bannon. This is what's got people up in arms. From the Breitbart News Network will serve as Mr. Trump's chief strategist. Mr. Bannon stepped aside as executive chairman of Breitbart, a combative conservative site with anti-establishment agenda, to act as Mr. Trump's campaign chief. Meanwhile, in the president-elect's first interview with U.S. broadcaster CBS, Mr. Trump said he would deport or jail up to 3 million illegal immigrants with criminal links. Future Supreme Court nominees would be pro-life, meaning they oppose abortion, and defend the constitutional right to bear arms.
Okay. Let me talk about that for a second. Bannon is – he's the one – okay, so he's reached out with Priebus to get the old Republican Party together. Bannon came on and helped put order in the Republican campaign. But he is a anti-establishment type. He doesn't believe, you know, he also looks as Republican Party as something that needed to be shaken up. So what Trump has done, he's reached out to both sides there. He's made one as chief strategist, which is Bannon. He's made the other one the White House chief of staff, which is a very powerful position. Now, the question is can he keep these two 600-pound gorillas working together, or is he going to have to, after a period of time, one of them's going to have to leave? I mean, they've got to be in. And Trump says, I believe they can work together. Priebus says, yes, I know things that he has said, but I respect him. This is not the man that I've come to know. As many people say about Trump, his actions upon becoming president or elect have been those of a presidential type of candidate. Now,
well, when you're in a position as such that he has appointed these two, you will, if you want that position, you will have to at times bow down. You cannot be full on fledged out for the whole thing. Okay, so he is not, also one of the points, he will not seek to overturn the legislation of same-sex marriage. And he will forego the president's $400,000 a year salary, taking $1 a year instead.
Well, I've got an idea where you can put that $400,000. Anyway, I mean, I was talking about you could just, you know, give it to those people up in Northern California that need it. Okay, hey, look, okay, a dollar a year. You know what? When's the last time a president did that?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But so that's a good step forward. Because, as he said, he doesn't need that money. So he puts that back in there. It'd be nice if he said, I'm dedicating that $400,000 to the Veterans Administration, the Wounded Veterans, if he had said that. But that's just me.
Yeah.
The other thing is, of course, that the illegal immigrants he's talking about are the ones tied to criminal activities. They're gone. They're going to round them up and they're gone. He's going to multiply the number of Border Patrol agents, and there will be border control. Now, whether it's a fence all the way along the border or a fence in portions of the border, and high-tech fences. When I say high-tech fences, those are ones that you could – and this is what I've said for a long time as people have listened. You can close that border with technology.
Oh, absolutely.
And roving teams of Border Patrol and customs agents like this that can just go to the spots where they see the people coming in and stop them right there. They're not going to get in. If we have the will, the second thing we have to do is have the right to work card, so that you have to show that to and there's a word to it can be checked in the internet and say, oh, you are a citizen, or oh, you have a green card. Let's force the green cards. Let's force people that want to come here to work in the fields and the harder things that people want to do. Fine, let them come in temporarily, and boom, they go back home. All right, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. This weekend, they have two classes going. They have an advanced class. There may be, I'm not sure, there may be still spots there for one person, maybe two people, on the advanced class, advanced pistol class. That's your next step up from your concealed carry. It teaches you a lot of great ways to carry your pistol and how to use your pistol. You get a lot of good shooting techniques in there, and the carbine to pistol class. Also, all of this at the Northern Firearms Instruction, which is teaching throughout Northern California and now down into Southern California. It is the business of Ted Leidy, a retired command sergeant major. This is what he does. It's the most complete CCW training you're going to find. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages with the Madrigals.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Overtime. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration. The Jefferson Pike Band of Shasta County will be performing after 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts. They are on their way to the world's first pipe band championships in Glasgow, Scotland. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pike Band. Tickets are only $55. Free valet. Must be 21 to attend. For more information, visit jeffersonpikeband.org or windriver.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio
on KCLR 1460 AM. All over the town, our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of a white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Good morning, everybody. And yes, you were just hearing the Shasta High School Madrigals, and we have the Madrigal Dinner. Everybody waits for this most incredible event. And with us is the musical director. And, well, you are like, you're the man. You're the man. All these people are so wonderful. Welcome to our show this morning.
Thank
How you doing?
Good morning, Linda.
You know what? It was so cute because everybody went, when they hit their mark, they're totally right on.
Yeah, we hope so.
It felt like a little bit of scrambling because we were like 7:30. Come on, come on, come on! Everybody's just right on. We were asking if they were if you did your scales, and oh yeah, we've been scaling all morning. I love that answer.
Yeah, of course, wasn't true, but that's okay. The you know, and the first one was just four of them. I said, "This is it." I think there's more coming. And then they just piled in. It was like the clowns getting out of the car at the circus. You know, it's just all of a sudden they just kept coming in, and then you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know we were going on so early. I wasn't quite ready for it, but hey, we're ready. We're ready to roll.
The show must go on.
7:30 here, 8 o'clock over there.
Awesome.
So, hey.
Whew. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, the Madrigal Dinner is coming up first 2 weeks of December. Actually, we start early this year on November the 30th, but there's only about 100 tickets left out of 1,600. So
yeah, I saw that coming out the other day, and I thought, wow, that seems like a lot of tickets left. And then, but that was like 4 days ago. So
yeah, they're going
all
fast.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to try to get a ticket, ShastaHighChoir.com. We're selling our own tickets. There's a few left, I think, still.
And we are going to be giving a gift certificate for good for two seats to the Wednesday, November 30th performance. So we're going to take a caller on that at 605-4567. You know how hard it is to get these tickets, and it is really, when I think for a lot of people, we find that we cry. Because you're at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. It's beautiful. First of all, it's a Frank Lloyd Wright. You guys come out in the most incredible costumes, and you hit these tones in your voices that if you don't have a spiritual aha moment, it's truly incredible. What else do you have left for us to do this morning? I'm sure a couple tunes.
Sure. We'll sing some stuff for you. Let's see. Masters in this Hall.
Masters in this hall, I hear you news today, brought from oversea, and ever are you pray. Noah, Noah, Noel, Noah, sing we clear, open all the folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, 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 to light up for grace and earth, cast it down the proud.
Okay, now if you have not gone to one of these before, you are missing it. Now, because what happens is you walk in, you're are met by everybody in costume and in character.
The entire time.
Give your name, and it was I believe it was King Reagan and Queen Linda, the last time we were there. And then you're seated, and then they serve, or a lot of people serve, and then you have your king and queen. Are the king and queen here?
We have the king here. The queen is not here this morning.
The queen's probably sleeping in because queens can do that. Come over here, king. And how do you become king here? Besides, do you vanquish everybody in the list there when you're jousting, or how does that work?
Well, it's mostly up to Mr. Spencer, but we go through a whole audition process where you have to sing a solo, memorize a couple of lines, but a lot of it is just over the years preparing, showing that you can be a good leader for the underclassmen.
Yeah, because how many people, what year do they start with this?
Well, they start as freshmen, as servers. Right. You know, you work your way up the chain, and the king and the queen is very competitive, and you have to be in the dinner for the entire 4 years in order to be king and queen. And it's a big leadership position, so we interview them like a job interview to make sure that they're qualified for it.
All right, so what is the name of our king?
I'm King Matthew.
King Matthew.
Matthew Sutherland.
And when you had to do your song, when you auditioned and you did you have to do a written report? Did you, when you were interviewed, was it a verbal interview?
Yeah, it's a verbal interview. They ask you a bunch of questions like why would you be the best king for the dinner? What can you bring to make the dinner better?
And what say you?
Well, what I talked about is a lot of my leadership experience in the past. Like, I've been to leadership training camps and stuff like that. And in our choirs, we have section leaders. And I've been a section leader multiple times throughout my choir experience, which basically means you're in charge of your section to make sure they learn all their music.
Are you a tenor?
I'm a tenor, yes.
Okay, so can we hear something from you?
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Hey, you are the king.
Okay. You are the king.
Give us the boar's, just give us the opening of the boar's head. How about that?
The boar's head and hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary, and I pray you, my masters, be merry, cotestis in convivio.
Okay, all right, now, how many of you are second generation madrigals? Okay,
wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Do I see third generation? You just get your.
Yeah, there's the three. Three guys of us.
You're third generation madrigals. Oh, and you're third generation?
No, I'm second year.
Second year, okay. You were just thinking up to now and go, wait a minute, I'm two. All right. So that was over half of the young people that were in here. We're second generation, and three of you were third generation. So your grandparents were madrigals. And you taught them too.
No, I did not teach all of them.
You weren't there for the grandparents?
Yeah, I think Putnam was here for the grandparents.
Okay.
I've only been here like 15 years.
I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Hey.
And Mr. Spencer is a great teacher, is he not?
Yeah.
If you want to sing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, how many have been in and all of you have been in madrigals for at least 4 years, 3 or 4 years, since you were freshmen. Is that correct?
Well,
pretty much?
There are some sophomores in this group. I mean.
Oh, okay.
So we have a couple of young guys in here.
Oh, okay. See, it's easier if you're a guy. Is that right, girls?
How long do you go into rehearsal? Because you are singing in different languages, correct? Mm-hmm. How many songs are you? Are most of the songs in foreign languages? How about you, King?
We have a couple songs. A lot of them end up being in Latin, but sometimes we have like German pieces and stuff.
How many people are taking Latin classes now? None. Okay.
None at Shasta.
No. Okay.
No one for that at Shasta.
Okay. Now, how do we get tickets still and the dates that it is? And then we want to go out with another song.
So we open on November 30th, and the show runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for 2 weeks. So we close on, I believe it's the 10th of December. If you want to get tickets, ShastaHighChoir.com. It's all online. There's also a phone number for those that prefer the phone-in thing.
Now, where does the money go to?
All of our money, all the profits for this go toward our European travel, which we are traveling to Italy this summer.
Oh, all of you?
Well,
everybody?
A lot of the madrigals are going. I think we have about 51 students and about 30 adults going on the trip.
Ah.
So big group.
You really got to watch after those adults. They'll be out there.
You are right. They're the hardest ones.
Those are the ones. Now, what part of Italy are you going to?
We're going to fly into Rome,
uh-huh.
And then we'll head up to Florence, and we'll finish our tour in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're in Italy, do you break out in song? You walk down the streets of Venice, and all of a sudden you're over the canal and like, da ba da ba da ba da. You guys do that?
Well, we might. We hope so.
Are there going to be, what do they call those when they all get together? A what?
Flash mob.
You're going to flash mob. Yes. You're going to flash mob the,
Venetians.
Well, flash, yeah. Get there in Rome. Are you going to stay in Rome for a while?
Yeah, we'll be there about three or four days.
Oh, good. Yeah. Then you can flash mob the Vatican and get out there.
We're hoping, actually. We're working on it. We're trying to sing a mass at the Vatican.
Ooh.
Wow.
Have any of y'all been to Rome yet? Okay. You are going to have such a great time. I mean, really, it is wonderful.
What would you say, if you had one song for the group, that you would say would be your favorite? Like, you love to do this song. What is the number one?
Probably Hush My Dear.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Then let's close out with that one.
All right, we'll close with that.
Incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 46 degrees going up to 70 today. I think it's going to be a nice day. We're going to have rain later on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate's Sports Club, the only place in town that's got a saltwater pool and classes in there on staying fit and making yourself fit without tearing up your ligaments or your joints there at Wellgate Sports Club.
Absolutely. That's the saltwater pool, and, of course, the buoyancy does definitely help with wear and tear.
That's right. All the different types of machines you can possibly think of. Free weights. The people there are so knowledgeable, so nice. Bob lives down there in the afternoons and has come to love it. And not only that, but you have a Boheme Spa that's in there. And if you own some of their memberships, you get two spa treatments a month. And, well, I mean, you can get, you know, facials, what else, hair, all that kind of stuff. Give them a call at 768-1205. Hey, let's talk about something local, and it's sad. Stanislaus County Deputy Sheriff executed.
Man.
Shot in the head twice. They caught the guy. I mean, how many is that in California right now? I mean, Bob's looking it up, but, I mean, that's how many. You know, we have, of course, had one up in Alturas County shot and killed. And then, I mean, that's got to be eight here in California.
And what a horrible feeling for those family members of anyone law enforcement. There's a fear. I mean, even more so, you always know that it's a dangerous job anyway, but with these outright assassinations, and that's an assassination.
It was. And here's the other thing, too, is, and then now you've got riots in Portland. Now, Portland is supposed to be we're the hippie city. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad sense, but we're liberal. We're laid back here in Portland. Well, Portland's rioting. Portland's burning things. Portland's attacking cops. 71 people arrested in Portland last night. And I don't care if people are marching and all that. There are people that are, you know, seem to think because Trump's elected also is they can say things and horrible things about people. And Trump has come out and said, hey, look, you know what? Enough of that. You don't, you know, stop the hate speech. Stop all this because, you know, walking around and, you know, doing, saying things to people because of their certain color or religion or gender or whatever. You know what? You don't need that. We've gone so far beyond that. You know, there's people on the left that say they'll never accept Trump as president. Okay. There's lots of people on the right said they never accept, and these are the far right and the far left that said they never accept Obama as a president. The problem, you know, with these people is that they're on the very far fringes. And if they really got together one time, the far left and the far right, you'll find out they're anarchists and they've got a lot in common. And that's the groups that are in Portland right now. They're anarchists. They want to destroy things. They want revolution. Well, as somebody said yesterday, hey, the ones, you know, this country's got 300 million guns. Do you really want to start a revolution with the status quo now? Of course not. So, but the bottom line is that law and order is taking a beating. It has been taking a beating, and I think that is one of the reasons the Democrats lost this election.
Really?
I really believe that because you look at what's been happening, and if you it's just look at the tenor of America. Many people in America, most people in America, the vast majority of the people in America, they're not racist or xenophobic or misogynist. I mean, that's such a simple, naive
tag
to put on people. When you look at the numbers, when you look at the Pew Research and who voted for Trump, there's surprise in there, but, you know, like more college-educated people voted for Trump than Romney. You know, they didn't say Romney's, you know, people voting for Romney were a bunch of, you know, crazed rednecks. They didn't say that. In fact, a large percentage that voted for Trump didn't vote for Hillary. But we're going to go through all those numbers here. We're going to be crunching numbers later. But here's the bottom line is that middle America, the vast majority of America felt like they were under attack. Here was things that they had revered for their whole lives, like their religion. And they were told that, oh, no, your religion's wrong. You're a Christian. Oh, no. You have got to accept. You have got to accept not only, gay rights. You've got to accept gay marriage. And not only do you have to accept gay marriage, you have got to support it with your business. This, you know what, you don't think that a lot of people saw that was the government in such an overreach right there. And it was organizations within the government that was doing that didn't upset people. And the fact that if you're a Christian and you say you're a Christian, oh, that's bad. No, and then you're a racist and a homophobic because you have a religion. And then the pushing of all the rights, you know, transgender bathrooms, all of these things in a short period of time, the military under attack. Because they're not moving fast enough with the social changes in our country. Like, oh, all women should be able to be in the SEALs. Well, they can't handle being in the SEALs because they're not strong enough. Oh, then now we're going to make it gender specific test. And what they're doing is they're going to make a gender specific test, and they're going to keep changing things until like, oh no, see, look, we have our first SEAL woman. Okay, so you've got. I mean, we've gone over this ad nauseum, too. What I'm saying is that people in this country, over 60 million people in this country, and 100 million that didn't vote, by the way, they looked at our lives being under attack. They're looking at both coasts, having the bubbles in San Francisco, New York, Washington, D.C., and Portland and Seattle. These are bubbles, and if you looked at them and you look at where they got their votes in these large cities, they did not meet what they did, were not meeting the needs of the people in the Rust Belt, the Corn Belt, and the Sun Belt.
All right, so along with that, don't be alarmed. If you find yourself struggling to fall asleep tonight, if you've been upset about the elections or anything else, because there is a perfectly scientific reason for your insomnia. Hovering outside your window will be the biggest and brightest moon the planet has seen since January 1948. It's a scientific phenomenon that takes place only when a full moon coincides with the moon being the closest to get us on its orbit. I want to tell you about something else. One theory is that the water in our bodies, okay, if you're feeling like, oh, this is weird. One theory is that the water in our bodies is affected by the movement of the moon in much the same way as its gravitational pull controls the tides. As the fluid in our body shifts, it tips the balance in our minds, which can trigger extreme emotions. The lunar effect, though, has been rubbished by a series of studies which have found that no statistical correlation between lunar phases and events such as births, deaths, suicides, violence, and psychiatric hospital admissions. However, says Dr. Niall McRae, a lecturer in mental health, the moon and madness. We should not dismiss the moon's effects so swiftly. So tonight, I know that we saw it two nights ago how the moon was shining through our window, and I thought the lights were on outside. So be ready for, again, history-making, in the last, what, four decades here, we're going to be getting five decades. How many decades is that? 48. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, here's the thing, too, is if you don't think that the full moon doesn't cause problems, ask cops. Ask police if they don't think
emergency room people,
if a full moon doesn't make a difference in man who comes in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Unless they think, they think they can see better, they can go out and do more stuff. Yay.
Well, no.
Hold my beer and watch this.
We used to say that in show business, like, God, it must be a full moon. And it was, because you'd always know when it was a weird night.
And, well, there you go. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Okay, everybody, get your phones, because we're going to talk about why you think the Democrats lost and Republicans won. And should California secede from the Union?
And the news from Town Hall brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks opening modestly higher on Wall Street, led by gains in banks as interest rates continue to rise. Investors were also encouraged by news of several more corporate deals. Bond yields continue to rise sharply as investors anticipate that the spending plans of President-elect Donald Trump could lead to higher inflation. Christopher Bodine reports a cordial conversation today between the Chinese premier and Donald Trump came despite the fact that Trump, on the campaign trail, often accused China of unfair trade practices.
Having gone through this rocky sort of period during the campaign, it seems like both sides are trying to repair any feelings that might have been hurt or any perceptions that they want to change and get this very, very important relationship back on an even keel and ensure that once he's inaugurated come January, that U.S. and China will be able to hit the ground running and cooperate on some issues.
As correspondent Christopher Bodine in Beijing, President Obama's farewell tour overseas taking on a new meaning, calming some shocked world leaders about the surprise outcome of the U.S. election. Meanwhile, Britain's foreign secretary says Donald Trump's U.S. presidency could be a moment of opportunity for Europe.
Donald Trump, as I've said before, is a deal maker. And I think that could be a good thing for Britain, but it could also be a good thing for Europe.
As British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, with the election now in their rearview mirror, there are only a few must-do items as a lame duck Congress gets back to work.
Funding the government, the annual defense policy bill, and renewing the Iran Sanctions Act. Iran sanctions is about the only major item on tap this week. The others will wait until after the Thanksgiving break. Any other major legislation is likely to be put off until after President-elect Trump is sworn into office in January.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Looking to Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by about 25 points. For breaking news at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The International Energy Agency says global oil production climbed higher in October despite an OPEC pledge to curb output in hopes of driving up prices.
The IEA said in its monthly oil report that revived production in Iraq, Libya, and Nigeria pushed OPEC production to a record level of nearly 34 million barrels a day. That offset a production drop by non-OPEC members. Meanwhile, demand for oil in leading countries is shrinking amid an economic slowdown. Low crude prices have helped consumers, but damaged oil-dependent economies. So OPEC members promised in September to cut production to between 32.5 million and 33 million barrels a day. Jeremy House reporting.
A new study out today seems to suggest that global progress against heat-trapping carbon dioxide emissions is paying off. A study from the Center for International Climate and Environmental Research in Oslo finds emissions have flattened out over the past 3 years. Breaking news at townhall.com. Still reeling from a devastating defeat in last week's election, Democrats are beginning the process of charting the direction of their party in the Donald Trump era. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders telling CBS's This Morning,
I come from the white working class, and I am
deeply humiliated that the Democratic Party cannot talk to the people from where I came from.
With Hillary Clinton and her team staying out of the public eye, liberal politicians have begun jockeying for control. The Dallas Cowboys continue their historic role with another victory yesterday. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott overcame an early fumble to pass for 319 yards.
I mean, it was a great win, probably one of the best wins I've had in my young career, in all of football, actually. But it was just a great team win of nobody blinking, nobody really flinching, just believing in ourselves and all.
Ezekiel Elliott ran for 114 yards and two touchdowns, both in the final 2 minutes of the game. That marks the Cowboys' eighth straight win. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bai. Good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning,
Good
Linda.
Morning, everybody. Currently 50 degrees. Mostly sunny today where the highs of 70, and tonight chance of rain, then rain likely with our lows of 52. Tomorrow, Tuesday, calls for... There you go with your yawn again. Can hear it loud across the airway.
Did you
61?
Hear that? I didn't
yes.
hear it. I've got my ears on.
You do it every time I read the weather. I think it's the full moon. Remember they talked about the full moon? Wednesday calls for chance of showers with a high of 57. Good Monday morning, everybody. A 40% chance of showers on Wednesday night, partly sunny with a high near 57. And Thursday calls for a high of 58 with Friday partly sunny with a high near 59. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. You okay. Ready? Finished? Did you get your stretching and your yawning and your scratching? And yeah. Like a big old bear. I don't know. We all, are we kind of like, besides the election, there were two huge games yesterday.
Okay,
so we have
you know
all
what,
of this
what,
drama.
But first we go.
Let's go to Sally.
Yes.
And find out what's happening tonight at our special meeting.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to our world. We're like this all the time.
Yes, you're very excited about getting on with your program, and I am too, because tonight we are going to celebrate the results of the election. We invite everybody to come out. We've got we're going to discuss the results of the election, the statewide national election, as well as our local issues that were passed or defeated and why and where we go from here. And we're going to have a cake, and we're going to have coffee, and we're going to, you know, let people express their gratitude for what happened. And I just wanted to say a little bit about, you know, these crowds that have the protesters, like in San Francisco and Portland. You know, 8 years ago when Barack Obama was elected and he started on his policies, the first thing he did was bail out the banks. And the next thing he did was start working on the Obamacare health care law.
Uh-huh.
That is when the Tea Party rose up in protest. You didn't see us burning things or causing riots. What we did was we formed groups and we started putting pressure on our elected officials. We started getting into office. We started doing things in a political way. And here we are 8 years later. And we're still here.
You know what? And I think, you know, if you read, if what I can kind of read into what you're saying here is this. Instead of rioting in the streets, maybe if you formed yourselves into political action groups and to groups like the Tea Party that was so laughed at and all this, you know, the Tea Party changed the Congress and the Senate with it.
Yeah.
And then here we are, you know, 8 years later, with the Democrats in the prime of their lives. And as far as losing this country, the people that had been in the Tea Parties, that may no longer have been in the Tea Parties, but everybody's shoving, have this major upheaval in politics. So
absolutely.
Instead of rioting and burning cars, perhaps maybe you should organize yourselves and actually work to get your agenda into Congress and not riot and act like a bunch of children who didn't get their way.
Well, their agenda is in Congress, and they are, you know, we were being accused at that time of being supported financially by the Koch brothers, which couldn't be further from the truth. However, there is evidence that these riots in these places are being supported financially by George Soros.
Yeah, and I've seen that, is that they're looking in to buy things at the, you know, that website and all that kind of,
Amazon?
Breitbart has reported several other news.
No,
crowdfunding site?
No, the one that if you want to go, that it's in every city that, you know, it's got all these jobs, it's got things for sale, it's got
Craigslist.
If you go to Craigslist under gigs in a lot of these cities, it says we're looking for people to come out and protest.
Yes, well, and I just wanted to comment on the Cal Exit movement, the Yes California. We have no part to do with that. We have distanced ourselves from that. We do not want to secede and form our own country. We want to add a star to our flag and stay in the Union.
I would think that you all would support them doing this and just be like West Virginia and just say, you guys want to secede, that's fine. We want to stay in the Union.
It's very like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, and I find this so interesting. Everybody that was laughing at the State of Jefferson movement, now you have all these, you know, hundreds of thousands that want to secede from the United States because of a presidential election.
Yeah, and it's not just happening in California. It's also happening up in Washington and Oregon. They want to secede and call their new country Arcadia.
You know what? I find the hyperbole of this whole thing just amazing. Get to this point, you know. I mean, come on, guys. Let's take a deep breath. And let's move forward. Trump is not saying things like, "Hey, I'm coming after you." He's not saying that unless you're an illegal with a criminal record. Then he's going after them. He's even said when they said, "Are you going to appoint a special prosecutor for Hillary?" He backed off on that one. Now, I'm not sure I think that if Hillary's done something wrong, she needs to be held, responsible for it, just like I do Holder and a few other people. They need to be held responsible for things. On the other hand, do you want to have every time you have a new president, you want to be a witch hunt and you start putting people on the other side in jail? That's a hard question right there.
It is.
Once it starts, you got to remember, Republicans are not going to always hold the presidency. So do you want the next president coming in and turning around and going after people that were doing what they thought was doing their jobs?
Yes, be careful what you wish for when you hold power.
That's right.
Because you won't hold power forever.
And there you go with the executive orders, too. All these, if I can't get it through Congress, I'll make an executive order. Only last as long as you're president. So,
exactly.
Okay, tonight, 6 p.m., right?
That's right. Tonight, it's 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Come on out and celebrate with us.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Designing, building, all different types of gems,
bracelets.
It's
getting to be that time of the year.
And it's getting to be that time of the year.
I mean, actually, it should be that time of the year all year long. But we know Christmas, Valentine's Day, how many people get engaged and married through Valentine's Day. But Christmas, you know, if you want to have something sparkly tree, not just for your wife, but perhaps your daughter's turning 16 or a granddaughter's turning sweet 16 or even 13. Or ladies, how about something for your man? Just something for everybody. And, you know, they're a trustworthy jeweler. We love going there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Tell them we sent you. 222-2750. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindbott. It's Monday, the 14th of November. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's 46 degrees. It's going to be up to 70 today. It's going to be a nice day. We're going to have rain later on this week. Several days of rain, which is great for our filling up our lake. 605-4567 is our phone number.
And thank you, Bureau of Reclamation, for not instantly letting all the water that came in. The lake is holding at 1,000 feet above sea level, 67 from the top, and they're keeping the outflow in line with the inflow, so it's holding a constant level, and we're looking real good unless somebody goes a little crazy.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? He knows everything, the ins and outs of windshield repair. He's been doing this a long time. Jeff Wurst is a veteran. He guarantees his work, whether it's a chip about the size of just a very little chip or cracks over 2 feet in length. Trust me, if you have a chip in your windshield, it gets water in it and it freezes, and you now have a big crack. Let him fix it. Let him fix it now. And then, like I said, he guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst, it doesn't get any better than that. He's a master windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check him out at 3208 South Market Street.
All right, welcome back to our show, KCNR 1460, and we are taking your calls this morning at 605-4567, talking about some of our local headlines of what's going on. Trending on social, I do want to talk about something here, you know, because I flip around and I go USA Today. Then I go to, like, the furthest left that we can go, Huffington. And then I go to...
Does it go any further left?
Then I go to BBC World Headline. And I do. So here's what's trending on social right now. When you go through the headlines and then trending on social, it's, yes, Trump will have broad power to crack down on immigration. Man viciously beaten in Chicago by bystander scream, he voted Trump. University program chair out of post for chiding election protesters. Tolerant educators exile Trump voters from campus. Colin Kaepernick voting would have been hypocritical. Those are what are trending on social from USA Today.
You know, Colin Kaepernick, when they found out that he didn't vote, one of the broadcasters from ESPN, an African-American broadcaster, just took him to task about, you have this right, and you say you're not going to vote. Well, as a lot of people did not vote in this last election. They couldn't bring themselves to vote. They didn't like the people running. Again, if you looked at it, for a lot of people, it was, you know, there's a thousand reasons that people voted. You know, some of them so just, you know, like they didn't like her wearing pantsuits.
What?
They didn't like his hair. I'm just saying is that people vote for weird reasons. But most people had, you know, had this vision that this country is not going anywhere. The country was in trouble. That if you lived in the middle class, and they kept saying this from the Democrats, oh, if you're in the middle class, you know, oh, gosh, it's those bad rich people that's, you know, above you that's keeping you that way. Well, people looked at the, you know, looked at those rich people like that, those people from Wall Street and all these business and all that, and they looked at them, they were Democrats. And Hillary was linked to Wall Street. She wouldn't release her. She would not release her speeches. And when she did, it comes out, well, you've got a public voice. You know, you've got public thoughts and private thoughts. And what does that mean? And then another speech, and they said, you got paid $250,000 for the speech, and you wanted open borders. And what she did was, she says, well, I was talking about, you know, and she mumbled it, and then she pivoted to saying it was the Russians who brought this stuff up, and blah, 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 blah. People had had enough. They'd had enough of this. They'd had enough of being told that everything that they believed in was wrong. And if you owned a gun, you were crazy. And if you actually had a thought that said, you know what, I don't agree with President Obama because I don't agree with what he's doing with Obamacare, that you're a racist. And if you say something about a woman, like for Hillary Clinton, you're a misogynist. Oh, you know what? There's more misogynist than racist in the country now because Hillary Clinton lost. I mean, this is what the average American was coming up against in this political correctness. My daughter can't go. She goes into her locker room at school, and there is an 18-year-old young man naked in the locker room because of this gender thing. I mean, people just they're just like, oh, you know what? Enough of this. It's enough of this. Or they're losing jobs. They're losing jobs of people coming across the border. And you're saying, well, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's picking fruit. No. No, it's not just picking fruit. Talk about trying to find and get a job roofing. Go down anywhere down not in south of Redding, and you go down to Sacramento and these places. Try and get a job roofing if you are an American and you're working. Try and find your job if you're roofing or doing a framing and a lot of construction jobs. See if you can get a job that way. Ask them how hard it is to get a job. Ask them how hard it is in back in Iowa and these working in the slaughterhouses. How many Americans are working in those? This is what people saw. They felt like they were losing their country. They saw millions of people coming across the border and nobody do anything about it. They saw our president sign an executive order that says, oh, no, you can stay here. They saw sanctuary cities in San Francisco and Boston and all these places where, oh, no, we're not going to report you if you're illegal. Oh, yes, well, then you kill a few people. Yeah, but, gee, you know, we're still a sanctuary city. People out of the bubbles there said this is wrong. This is wrong. Why can't you see this? And that's the way they voted.
Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs, and I reposted this on my Facebook, did an excellent hitting the nail on the head piece about this wasn't about Hillary as a woman. This wasn't about Trump as a racist. This was about the millions of American workers who have been made to feel invisible.
Yes.
And finally said, we are here. And he said that was the reason that Dirty Jobs wound up on Discovery Channel, much to the consternation of the suits, who had no idea how they could have a hit on their hands that talked about ordinary people doing ordinary things. How could this be possible? It's not flashy. It's not Big Brother. It's not the Kardashians. It's people getting in there and shoveling junk.
Yeah.
And then that's the other thing, hon. The Kardashians. We had six Americans killed in Afghanistan in the last week. How many people know that? How many people know that? How many people know, though, that Kardashians, the Kardashians,
what purse
are what they're wearing, what they're wearing and all this? Or, you know, or people who cares? Like some what girl named, I don't know, that who's going to leave America because Trump, Amy Schumer. Oh, I'm not leaving. That was just in jest. Oh, the people that want me to leave America, they're bad. You know, because you said you were going to leave America. Well, here, let us open the doors. And Canada says, wait a minute, we do have some pretty strict immigration laws here. And of course, they're all backing off this. It was all for publicity. And here's the other thing. People in those celebrities have taken a step back going, but wait a minute. We're so popular. How can people vote against what we say? Because you're not real. You are not real. You do not live a real life.
Well, in the headlines today, Tom Brady has stated, I'm not talking politics anymore. And he said, and his wife had said before he made these comments about, you know, that, hey, Trump, you know, good, you know, great job, and, you know, whatever, he put through his hat in his ring or whatever. But he stated after this last game, it's just not good. And I agree, because a lot of people look to Tom Brady. He's kind of an older statesman, in 38?
He's 39 years old.
Playing the best ball of his life. And, you know, I just don't think that while you're playing ball, then we got another protester who sat down because he sat out of the national anthem because he doesn't believe in Trump. Now, this is this domino slippery slide effect that happens because, and we are not watching him anymore. I'm sorry, all you 49er fans. Their administration should have put the kibosh on this from the very beginning. I have very strong feelings about that.
How many more millions does this guy have to cost the NFL before they finally say,
People are turned off.
It wasn't even Kaepernick that this time did that. This was another player.
The domino effect of that. He should be fined.
It
should not be looked at like, oh, you have the right. Keep your politics and your sports separate. Yeah. We don't want to hear about what you think with your presidential, your oohs, your ahs. We want to see you out there playing the game. Shut up.
And then they asked Belichick. Well, you know, they came up with this question because Belichick was supporting Trump. And he put it in a letter. And so this reporter started asking him questions about how this may affect the players. And Belichick just looks at him and goes, Seattle. And the guy keeps going on with this question. And Belichick says, Seattle. And he's not answering. He's just talking about Seattle. And so Belichick answered that with the best answer. Hey, I'm not talking politics. I'm talking football. Okay.
I'm probably going to get a call now from that lady that doesn't like it when I get too excited.
Well, no, you weren't as excited this time as you were last time.
What did I say? I was strident.
You weren't as strident this time.
I'm sorry. I'm a little fed up. But at the same time, you know, maybe it's a full moon. So it's got my emotions high. I got water on the brain.
Yeah, this okay. We got to take a break here.
While the
tide is high here, and all the water that's in your body is in turmoil.
Yes, it is
because of the high tide.
It's making my balance go off.
It is okay. Alliance, which is why she got is that why you got after me because I yawned?
Yes, okay. That's exactly.
That was it. That was
yawned
it.
Twice on the air.
I yawned
this
twice in the air, and she came over and she punched me in the chest.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I actually popped the heater on just for a second this morning when we got up. Are they serving the North State over 20 years? They're our place to go to through heating and air conditioning. Time to get your filters cleaned.
That's right. And your heater's looked at.
We definitely need to get our filters cleaned after what we just all went through. Heating and cooling.
We need to have all of our filters flushed and looked at and probably replaced.
That's right. 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. And look them up on air. Look them up online at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach. 46 degrees, going up to 70 today. It's going to be a great day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Did you have something you wanted to say before I did?
Brought
to you
by Baker's Fair.
Go ahead.
Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. A happy group over there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold there. And it's just an enjoyable place to go to get your haircut. And it's filled up all the time. And you can meet people of all kinds, of all types, of all levels of society in there. And you just have a good time. It's kind of like America. It's kind of a cross-section of America in there. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay. Maker's Fair this weekend. Bob, roll in here because it was outstanding.
It was. And
first of all, tell everybody what it is. Okay. We had people on it last week talking about it. But
Yeah, and people think want to think this is just a bunch of nerds sitting around hooking up wires. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's some of that.
There's nothing for sale there. This is just showing technology that's around our area.
What'd you see?
What we saw was it was anticipated that there would be about 1,500 tickets sold. They actually sold 3,000.
Wow.
It was the first thing you saw when you walked up was this giant mechanical dragon made of found objects named Claude, who has been making the rounds on Renaissance fairs for years. And it is a thing where it's all bits and pieces that were found. Also, there was one of those micro houses that we've been hearing about. There was the actual prototype for the micro houses. So it was finding ways to solve problems working both as individuals and as a collaborative community. But there was arts and crafts.
What about the octopus? Did you see the octopus?
Yes, the microcontroller octopus, and you could stand around the edges of it and work these little cranks that actually told the octopus to move its arms and open and close
because they were using the...
They're using an Arduino-type microcontroller.
That's right.
And actually, they had a class on what is the difference between, say, a Raspberry Pi and an Arduino and a full-blown desktop PC.
What's the difference between an Arduino and a Raspberry Pi?
One is a microcontroller. It does one thing very, very well. Whereas that's the Arduino.
Okay.
The Raspberry Pi is more of a full-featured computer that costs $35 and fits in your pocket. Is the basic difference. The Arduino is actually anywhere from the size of your thumb on up to maybe the size of a playing card, depending on what it's meant to do. But it's and it's cheap. You can get one of these things for about $5-6 and program it very simply. And there are ways to learn how to code programs to do things like when you walk in a room, it turns on the lights or it can turn them on in a specific sequence. The whole thing, what do you want it to do? It can probably do it. You can actually have clothing with this stuff embedded in it that can be mood clothing, or when you talk, it flashes a message. You can be a walking billboard. The imagination, and that's the thing.
Can it turn out lights when you leave the room?
Absolutely. Anything you ask of it to do. Just have to know the coding and the inputs and the outputs. So the whole thing is about inspiring curiosity. And there was a gentleman there about a little bit older than myself who was napping arrowheads and demonstrating how that was done, because arrowhead makers were among the first of the, skilled craftsman makers, and that dates back, half a million years or whatever, But there were displays, there were battling robots, and the whole thing that struck me was there was these very smart kids who were just having fun doing this. It was the broad age range. This was not a bunch of young boys playing, having fun with their Legos. There were more girls there probably than boys getting down and dirty into the techie stuff. But also doing things like quilting, crafting, playing around with guns. And there was just all kinds of fun going on. It was really an inspiring event. Anybody who says that Reading is a tech vacuum obviously is not paying attention.
Oh, fantastic. You're also talking, there was a virtual experience for those, like you could put on the welder's hat and get this whole experience.
There was a simulator, and I'd never, I hadn't really thought of this before, but we have driving simulators, we have airplane simulators. This is a simulator for crafts and for a skilled tech, for craftsman type work. And you put on this set of goggles, and you're holding a welding type handle, and there's a piece of plastic in front of you that's shaped like an I-beam, and you have to strike an arc and draw a bead across this thing. In the simulator, it feels absolutely authentic, but you're not being exposed to the ultraviolet and all that. So as a training tool to get the feel and develop the muscle memory on how to strike and pull an arc on a arc welder, which is one of the hardest things to do if you've ever taken up welding, this is an incredible training tool, and it's out there right now.
That's just one of them. I'm sure there are others that you can sit there and you can sit in, like they do with the aviation community, where you're getting inside a cockpit.
Yeah, well, they have that down
flying,
there.
You're flying so many hours on that a month. If you can't fly the plane, you're so many hours on that to keep your reflexes and to keep your muscle memory there.
Yeah, you can simulate all kinds of emergencies without actually putting stress on an airframe.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is why we think it's really important that, you know, that we find out what's happening locally. Okay, so there it was somewhat of a confusion between the Makers Fair, which just, of course, happened over the weekend, and Bob was talking about how it was, you know, robotic and makers and quilts.
The technology, and they weren't selling anything.
Right. Nothing,
there was nothing for sale there.
Now, on Thanksgiving weekend, we encourage you to come to the Red Town Market, and that is on the 26th. It is from 10 to 6, and you will have items for sale, like a large craft fair, jewelry, stuff that you don't see a lot of. They're very, very specific on what comes into the Red Town Square. Lady Bout and the Bluebirds, we're going to be there with different band members this time, but we still it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there from 1 to 4. And come in, you know, they have, you can have cocktails, you can have wine, you can have some food. There's places to sit down. So when you shop, you sit down and for a while, it's free to the public to get in. So I want you to mark your calendars on Thanksgiving weekend. Families in town or you happen to be around after it's that Saturday. So come for that. Now, here's something I found that I really want to share with you. I mean, this is not politics. It's nothing. It's just kind of an interesting thing because remember as kids, before the blowers, which I absolutely hate blowers, I just think it's such noise pollution. I'm guilty to say that I've used the blower before for leaves. And clear off the pathway and such. But according to this article, put the rake down and back away from the leaves. Dry dead leaves may be unsightly to your neighbors, but they're a great wildlife habitat. This is interesting stuff I didn't know. For a slew of creatures, according to one of the naturalists of the National Wildlife Federation. They are benefits to letting leaves decompose naturally. Here are a few reasons why it makes sense to put your rake away. Leaving your leaves could save you money, of course. Wildlife depends on your leaves. Butterflies and songbirds alike depend on leaf litter. Did you know that?
No, but you know what? What you're doing is right now is you're making it really easy for me not to have to rake up leaves.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen you with a rake, sir.
I have picked up a rake before.
Okay, well,
I picked it up one day and if I remember right, I handed it to you.
And it says leaves and yard waste take up to a lot of space in landfills. Food, scraps, and yard waste make up 20 to 30% of what we throw away, according to the EPA. So letting your leaves decompose isn't just a time saver. It's also environmental friendly.
Yeah, but if it goes into the landfill, it's going to decompose there, right?
Well, it's make room for other things.
Because you have green, and you have recyclables, and you have your garbage.
I'm just telling you what it says. Now, yesterday you went.
This is written by a man who doesn't want to
rake
leaves anymore.
No, it's just an interesting article here. It's why on USA again. I just thought it was kind of an interesting thing. As we have fall, you know how many times we've been raking we haven't been raking our leaves, but for those and the leaves are really beautiful right now. Speaking of which, yesterday you had to pay your bag tax for the first time.
By the way, in case you don't know this, that now every time you go in to get groceries in a large store, if you're under a certain size, you don't have to. But if you go into a major grocery store like Safeway or Winco or any of those, you are now going to have to start paying 10 cents a bag for your paper bags. 10 cents a bag. And she says, do you want bags? You want to just put it in the you just want to put it in the, and she was really nice. And she goes, it's going to charge you 10 cents a bag, or I can just put them in a cart and you can push them out to your car and just put them in your car. And I said, well, that's really nice of you, but I'll go with the bag. So she puts everything in the bag, probably more than she usually does. And she goes, you better hold on to the bottom of the bag, because she didn't want to charge me for two bags, which was 20 cents. Now, here's the thing. She also said, we've got a reusable bag counter over there that you can buy. And so, but the funny thing is we probably have 10 of these reusable bags
oh, yeah.
that are laying around that I use. I use it for workout gear. I use it for everything but carrying groceries. Yeah. So now I'm going to get it back, and we're going to start putting them inside the truck and inside the car so when we walk in, we can yeah. just do, use reusable bags.
It becomes a new
bags.
Habit. You know, yeah, it's like it anything else. We've had to, you know, there was a time, remember when you had to learn to, now you pump your gas. That happened in my lifetime, by the way. You know, it's,
unless you're in Oregon.
Well, we're very fortunate.
Or
because,
New Jersey.
Yes, unless you're in Oregon. But in California, you pump your own gas, and unless you're fortunate enough to go to where we get our gas.
Yeah.
Northern Lights Energy.
That's right. Good so, people over there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Peabody says, thanks, Linda. I will say you recommended that my house look unkept. I'm free. I'm free. And then we had another one join us, Daniel, the ex. Wait a minute. Let me go back here.
Is that our Daniel?
The former military, possible military terrorist.
Oh, boy.
based on what what's-her-face said about the, you remember the used to be head of the Homeland Security, who's now the head of the University of California system, who said that you've got to really watch these military coming home because they probably won't have jobs or trained, and they're very potential terrorists of our military coming home. Thanks a lot to the Obama administration for that one. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that has been around in our community for, gosh, what now, 30 years? But they've been with us since August. I can tell you the exact date, August 4th, 2007.
Wow.
I can't say enough about them. And they have, of course, Espresso Joe's, which has just great coffee, and they have coffee by the pound for
going
sale.
Going down there today to get my coffee beans.
I tell you, they got that pumpkin spice stuff that women are just ravenous over. You know, in fact, there's you know how bathrooms have these sprays that you can spray in there to freshen the air. They've got now pumpkin spice that it's you know you walk through there and it smells like it's a bakery. In the bathroom. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. Anyway, but not only do they have Espresso Joe's, but they have you walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, the walk-in humidor that's outstanding. Be thinking, you've got people in your life that like cigars. This is a perfect place to go to find them. Ask the people, what are the high-rated ones? They've got them marked in there. And then you can find some great, great deals there at Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Uncle Bob, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, here on KCNR 1460,
8:49. Small town girl.
In the morning here on Monday. My goodness, do you realize that this is the week before the Thanksgiving weekend? The week? Kids are off next year. You know that?
I know.
Kids are off school next week.
So am I. I'm off school.
You're off school. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. Loved it. Went in there the other day, met my girlfriend. We had coffee, and we decided to poke our head into Dandelion. Located at 1322 Pine Street. All kinds of wonderful things. And of course, their Christmas tree. They have several Christmas trees. Lots of great goodies coming in daily. Leggings, sweaters, scarves, jewelry, clothes, tops. Lots of fun stuff. So head on over to Dandelion. They've been with us since the beginning as well.
Let's go to the phones. Frank.
Yeah, good morning, people. I just wanted to let you know that I got a pardon from the bag police when I was over at Winco yesterday around 5 o'clock. I had four or five bagfuls and paper bags besides little plastic bags that I put the deli stuff in. And the woman, the cashier, never said anything to anybody that was bagging stuff. So, well, I think I got a special pardon.
Well, or either that or they just added it on there and you just didn't know. It's just like, it would be like 50 cents bag.
Well, she got to be watching what everybody's doing because she has to keep scanning the food. I don't think they have the time to do that.
That could be. So, you know, maybe you got it. Hey, then you go. There you go, Frank. Then you know what? Maybe she just looked at you and she says, you know, he is so cute.
I think I told her in the conversation that a good friend of Carl Biden, if he comes back through here, he don't get charged either.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate that.
And happy God belated birthday. And we also want to do a shout-out to the group out of Reading, Vint and Maria and Ted.
Dr. Maria, Ted Ogilvy.
And the group that did the Spartan race over the weekend.
They did.
You know, they and the great name and honor of, you know, the gang out of the North State.
There you go. They don't look as dirty as I thought they did.
Well, no, they did a wonderful.
We came out of ours, and we couldn't recognize anybody. So, anyway, congratulations to them.
Yes.
So, Jarhead, you did a great job, buddy. Did you bring everybody back?
In one piece, no injuries?
In one piece. Come on. They were all injured when they went in there, I think. Okay. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have Adam McElvain with us. I'm going to try and get Julie Winters, too, but I got Adam on. I'd like to get Julie on, too. Why Julie Winter on? Because I'd like to have the two newest city council people, when they come in to take over, tell us, okay, now the D is, just kind of hear them, you know, kick some general ideas around. I know they can't get too specific because they got to work with everybody. Then I'd really love to get Brent Weaver and, say, Brent and Kristen on, and maybe Francie on, to say, okay, I don't think I can get all three of them, but at least one of them or two of them on, talk about, okay, you got new people coming in here. You got a new year. The voters have spoken very strongly. They didn't want that tax. And speaking of which, tomorrow they're going to have a meeting in the afternoon to talk about the raising of your utility rates tomorrow. Yeah. raising of your utility rates over at City Hall. They want to be able to raise your water, your electricity, your sewage, everything. They want to be able to raise that because, you know what, we're not paying enough. We're not paying enough to the city. They also want to talk about giving a raise to Parks and Recreation, $1,000 a month. And then somebody else, I think it's like $800 a month. $1,000 a month raise. I find that interesting. And the one who's pushing this, of course, is Missy McArthur, who's leaving here. But she says is that we want to bring is it got anything to do with she's not making as much as the other people? Oh, no, it's got something to do with she's taking on more responsibility. Okay. But $1,000 a month raise, $12,000 a year. So they want to do that. Oh, by the way, did I mention that all Social Security and the military retirees are only going to get like 1% raise in Social Security? And if you're a military veteran, you're only going to go up 1%, which is less than, of course, inflation. I just thought I'd throw that out there, too. We'll talk a little bit about that. And what else? Oh, Supreme Court justices. There's Trump has a list of like 20, though there's five or six that probably are at the top of the list. And some of these are young people. I mean, they're in their, when I say young, relatively young, they're in their 50s. So they could probably stay on the, early 50s. They might be able to stay on the court for 30 years. This is something we've been talking about for the Supreme Court of the United States, whether it was Hillary or Trump. Whoever gets there as president is going to have an impact on this country for the next 30 years. Years by the Supreme Court. And he has already said he's pro-life and he wants to protect the Second Amendment. Whoa. He's already said that. And he's got a Republican Senate. He's got a Republican Congress. Now, everything the Republicans have said, and this is Doug LaMalfa too. Look, we're trying to do our job, but what good does it do? Because we passed the legislation, it just gets vetoed by Obama. Well, now is the time to pass the legislation, Doug. Now is the time for the House of Representatives to stand up and pass legislation. Senate can pass it. Oh, well, we need 60. No, you don't need 60. Harry Reid showed you didn't need 60. You could just make it up or down vote, 50 plus one for votes. You remember what he did? They pulled it's the nuclear option for federal judges, but not for the Supreme Court judge. I think that you're going to see the nuclear option here, that they'll pull for one of these, if they have to. And they'll just say, look, you've had it for 8 years, so now it's our turn. If you remember what President Obama said when they say, hey, you're going to work with the other side, as he said to the other side during the meeting, gents, ladies and gentlemen, I won. And he's right. And President Obama, with the Democratic Congress and a Democratic House of Representatives and Democratic Senate, passed Obamacare, passed other things like this. So, and that's what we had for 8 years. Now, as people say, the pendulum swings the other way, and then at some point it'll come back and meet in the middle. One of the things that Trump has said is that he is not going to take vacations. I believe you read that. You were reading that to me.
Not going to take big vacations, he said. Not any. He said no big vacations and, of course, not a salary, except for a dollar a year.
And so that'll be interesting to see what happens there. It'll be interesting to see, because it's, when you start looking at all the federal judges that have been kind of held up, now they can be now the new federal judges that Trump is going to nominate and what happens there. It's going to be an interesting first 100 days of the Trump administration and not accepting this. Well, it's kind of like this, my friends. When Mr. Obama won twice, took a deep breath, and guess what? We accepted it. He's our president. And, to hope, and we've said this, to hope that the president fails is like hoping your pilot fails. I mean, come on. Do you want the plane to crash? Do you want just horrible things to happen? Of course not. This is our country. We can't. Don't forget that. Don't forget that this is our country. And all you diehard Trump fans, you've got to also take a deep breath and let it go, and let's move forward. Reach out to other people. We're all Redding people here. We're all Americans. We can find things to agree on. We can find things that, hey, do we really need to close you probably can't agree on that. Do we need to close the Sacramento for 4 months against fishing? I would say we'd have both sides agree on that, but no, maybe not on that. I'm sure, though, that we can find something to agree as we move forward with this. We're having, like, we're going to be having dinner with close friends of ours or that are really in the other. I mean, we are far apart in many things politically. Not everything politically, but in many things. That's not going to hurt us having dinner. That's not going to hurt with us hugging and all these things, because we can all move forward. We can agree to disagree and move forward. And that's what our country needs to do.
Absolutely. And I think that, again, as we look to what's going to be happening here next week, our kids are off school. People are still reeling from the election. Families are going to be – so be tender. I think it's really important to really be tender. Of course, we've been watching sports. People are just – you get a little calloused. And just be mindful. You can't just fling stuff around. You can't fling around a title, and you shouldn't anyway. You can do whatever you want to do, but shouldn't fling around a title or a victory. And, you know, be humble, be kind. That will take you through many situations in life.
Okay. Everybody, I hope everybody has a great day. Remember, it's going to be up to 70 degrees today. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be raining later on this week. Weather report, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, to get a hold of them. And Linda, I know that you are got a thousand things to do tomorrow, but this is beginning of a new look in our country, and we have to work together for this. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Let's all try to be good guys.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He wasn't among Donald Trump's biggest fans during the campaign, but now House Speaker Paul Ryan telling his Republican colleagues it's time to join forces with the new Trump administration. Ryan's call for GOP unity comes as House Republicans prepare to elect their new leaders.
And the new leadership team should look familiar. Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy are both expected to win re-election, as is Majority Whip Steve Scalise and GOP Conference Chairwoman Kathy McMorris-Rodgers. Democrats will choose their leaders on Thursday, and despite the tough election, so far Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hine says Republican lawmakers will vote tomorrow. The man who will be President Trump's chief of staff is defending the president-elect's choice for chief strategist and senior counselor. GOP Chairman Reince Priebus says Stephen Bannon does not reflect the kind of extreme views